This is The Right Connection. This podcast is designed to help you choose the right words and stories in your business content to create authentic connections with prospects, clients, partners, and colleagues. Now the host of The Right Connection, Catherine Burrows.
Good morning, dear listeners. I hope you're having a beautiful day. The weather is lovely here where I am, and I just feel so peaceful looking outside my window and seeing all the lovely trees and grass fully nice and green and just looking so healthy and summery and vibrant. It's been kind of a busy week. Just wanted to give you some updates here on The Right Connection. We are entering season three, and we had our lovely interview with Hilda Gann last week, which was fabulous. So great to talk to Hilda. So for season three, you're going to hear me giving you some more personal updates, personal as in related to my business updates, of course, and doing a lot of talking about the wisdom that I've learned over the years that I really want to share with you, doing some more interviews, of course. I'm getting into some new networks and meeting some new people, so there'll be lots of great opportunities to book interviews there. So this week has been a lot about getting my new website up and going, and that's been a process. And I have a fabulous team, and they have all been great and really supportive and just so exceptional at doing their jobs really well. What I did learn through this process, though, was that it doesn't all have to be done at once. So when we do launch the website, hopefully by the end of this week, there will still be a couple more phases of rollout. And that's okay, because it's given us a chance to dive deeper into the content, to really take more time to think about you, my ideal client, my dear listener, and just to really craft a space on the internet where you can go and find exactly what you need. If you're thinking about writing your own book, hiring a ghostwriter to write a book, or if you just want some tips on content and branding, word choices, those kinds of things, you're going to be able to find all of that on my website. I also did a presentation this week at the Podcast Alliance Made Simple group run by Carl Richards, who you've heard on this podcast many times, The Right Connection. I've interviewed him here, and also he has interviewed me on his lovely podcast, Speaking of Speaking. So if you have listened to any of those episodes where we've chatted with each other, you know that we tend to work together a fair bit, and that we really enjoy working together. There's always some laughs involved. So I'm sharing part of that presentation with you here on today's episode. And I hope you enjoy learning about stories as much as I do. So I really love stories. I've loved stories my whole life. And how many of you love stories? Type in the chat, like, what's your favorite? Are you a Lord of the Rings fan, Game of Thrones, a Trekkie? I don't know. What's your favorite big epic series? Okay. Trekkie, Stranger Things. Oh, that's a good one. Lord of the Rings. Yep. Top Gun recently. Okay. Awesome. Bourne Identity, The Expanse. Okay. So lots of big epic stories that have these huge worlds that have been created and really, really deep characters that are well-developed, and they often span generations. Would you like to know how to harness the power of those stories for your business content? So the power of those stories comes from the way that they affect our brain. So when we're listening to, reading, or watching these stories, there are things happening in our brain. When we see really well-developed characters happening, that causes the release of oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone that helps us to feel empathy, to really identify with those characters, to be able to put ourselves in their shoes. So, and I always get so excited about talking that I totally forget to make notes because I just love chatting with you guys. Okay. So when something really high action and dramatic happens, that causes the release of cortisol. So it makes everything seem really immediate and urgent and really important to the reader, listener, or viewer. And when something pleasant happens, like the resolution of tension, or a conflict is settled, or we see something that we identify with that really reminds us of a fond memory from our own life, that causes the release of dopamine. And so all of those hormones help us to really identify with and remember those stories. In fact, when we receive information in story form, we remember it up to 22 times better than facts alone. So just to demonstrate that point, close your eyes for a moment. I'm going to give you two versions of a story. Description one will just be the facts, and description two will be the story version. So here's description one. Ted, 65, is an avid golfer. He's now retired from his accounting firm, which he sold last year. Ted's son, Jack, is 38. He's an entrepreneur whose company builds fitness apps. They are on a mountain climbing trip celebrating Ted's 5 years in remission from cancer. So that's a pretty basic description. You can probably identify with that to a certain point. You can probably see them a little bit in your mind. But now keep your eyes closed and listen to the second description. It was a warm August evening in the Rockies. Jack took a moment to admire the setting sun, then crouched down, extending his right hand to his father and helping him over the last outcropping. They had reached the plateau where they would make camp for the night. It hadn't been easy for Jack to get time off work, but building fitness apps for other people would have no meaning for him if he couldn't take a long weekend to celebrate the health of his own father. It had now been 5 years since Ted was declared in remission, and Jack was grateful for that fact every single day. Open your eyes now. So I could continue to tell you about some of their past trips and expand that story, but I think you can already see how weaving those facts into story form is much more memorable and impactful. So what's stopping us from maximizing this impact that we see in all of those Game of Thrones and Star Wars type sagas? And that was the recording from my presentation at the Podcast Alliance Made Simple, again with Carl Richards and his wonderful group of podcast guests and podcast hosts. And it's a fabulous way to connect if you are a host looking for a guest or a guest looking for a host. So I will post the link for that group in the show notes. And I just wanted to let you know what's coming up over the next 5 weeks on The Right Connection. I'll be exploring 5 myths that are holding you back or could be holding you back from making a bigger difference through writing your business book. So as a preview, I'll be talking about the money myth, the content myth, the competition myth, the tech myth, and the time myth. So if any of those topics are what's holding you back, or you just think that you might need to learn a little bit more about them, please join me for the next 5 episodes as I do the 5 myths series. And continuing on throughout the summer, we'll be doing some more fabulous interviews. So stay tuned. There's lots of value coming up on The Right Connection. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope something in today's episode inspired you to tell your own story more creatively. Please join me next time for more about how authentic words and stories create the right connection.
Thanks for listening to The Right Connection. What did you think of the show today? Give us a rating and leave us a comment. If you have a question for Catherine, reach out to her by sending her an email, therightconnection@catherineburrowscreative.com, or visit her website, catherineburrowscreative.com. And don't forget to follow Catherine on social media. Thanks again for listening to The Right Connection.